Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
And Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
So this week, we are going to talk about the worst food courts and quick service locations at the Disney Resort hotels. We have done the best of those locations, and we put a poll up on Facebook and asked the question, what do you think the worst ones are? And no real surprises on this list.
No shockers.
Probably could have called this list in this order without looking. Unlike when we did the best, there are some big gaps between these. So coming in at number five, for example, 7% of you voted for Disney's Coronado Springs Resort Pepper Market. Completely understand that. Have you guys been to the Pepper Market?
I have.
I don't like that place, and I don't like Coronado Springs. So
really?
I don't like Coronado Springs.
No, I like Coronado Springs a great deal.
Yeah,
I think it's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I think it's a hidden gem among the moderates. I think it gets overlooked a lot.
Yeah, I like the resort a lot.
I like it quite a bit. The Pepper Market, the food in general, I don't care for at all. I don't think it's very good, and I don't think it's a good value.
Yeah,
for what you're paying.
Yeah, I don't either. Especially, I don't know. Especially we just did the best best episode of food courts, and comparing it to Pepper Market, there's nothing on the menu that's unique enough and exciting enough that I'm gonna go out of my way to get. I don't know. I don't even like the space that it's in. I know critical.
It's weirdly cramped and I don't know. It's an odd space.
Yeah, it's not.
And it feels thrown together. Like it feels like they just had like a big empty room and they just threw chairs and the giant like drum peppers and everything that are in there. I don't know. I hate that place, but
yeah, it's not. It's not among my favorites, and clearly not among yours either. Coming in at number four, with 8.4% of the vote, Disney's All-Star Movies Resort, the world premiere food court.
Great name. It's world premiere food, too. Not.
Mm-hmm. Awful. Awful. And, you know, the All-Star, I don't understand why consistently it's this bad. Mm-hmm. But I thought I had heard, because I haven't been, now I'll be honest, I haven't been over there. I can't speak to this too much personally. It's been a while since I've been to movies, but I've been hearing that they've made changes to movies, food court, and that it's been better.
Well, I haven't been back then either since then, because it's been horrible for me too, the last time I was there. So,
How about you? Any experience at the movies?
I've done music and I've done sports. And as far as I knew, with staying there, they were all the same food courts. So I've never wandered over to movies. I've been physically to go see it. I just didn't have a reason to go eat there, while staying at All Star Sports and All Star Music. So, I don't have anything with it.
Rhino just signaled to me also. Just to note, there is a secret menu at All Star Movies, which I haven't tried. So I'll comment.
Do we know what's on the secret menu, or is that a secret?
It's a vlog.
We have a vlog up on YouTube for that. So check it out if you want to see what's on the secret menu.
Even if you're not on camera, you can turn on your mic and speak to us. No, that's not you. Nope, that's not you either. Nope, not you either. Okay. Nope. He's hitting every button back there and can't turn on his mic. This is what we call answer to a prayer.
I like to be mysterious.
Okay.
Okay, well, I found the menu. So there's poutine with gravy and cheese curds, bacon and bacon mac and cheese dog, and a cinnamon bun with candied bacon. Oh, cinnamon bun and candied bacon cheeseburger. Huh.
Okay. Really?
That sounds like a hard
Oh, no. Time. We have to go try that.
I don't like this.
Okay. Oh, Rhino's giving it a thumbs up.
Rhino's, you've had it?
Everything on the
cinnamon bun.
Oh, thing? He's done everything on the. We have a vlog up, so obviously right under the vlog.
Somebody went.
So. And so, there you have the secret menu at All Star Movies. Number three, and I'm not sure if this is because of its current state or in general, but number three goes to Caribbean Beach Resort, Old Port Royal, 8.6% of the vote. Not too much different from All Star Movies, but right now Caribbean Beach's
under construction.
Food court is under construction. It's in a tent.
Yeah, I almost don't feel like this one. I mean, I honestly don't remember what the food is like when it wasn't under construction because it's just been so long. But I almost feel like this vote is unfair. I wonder if any of these votes came from the fact that people that recently stayed were in a tent and said, well, this is...
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'd like to revisit this maybe in a year or so after...
It could be that it's truly terrible. I just don't really remember.
I don't remember it being terrible. I don't remember it being awesome either. I remember one of the worst dining reviews we ever gave, John and Kevin, were to the table service restaurant there. Why can't I think of the name of it? I'm drawing a blank on the
name.
I'll
look it up.
But that was one of the funniest and worst dining reviews we ever gave to anything. But then
Shutters
at Old Port Royal. And then I went and did it like 3 months after that, and it was amazing. It was delicious. But Old Port Royal coming in at number three. Number two on our worst list, All-Star Music Resort, the Intermission Food Court, 14.6% of the vote. So now we've jumped up a notch because it was 8.6% for Old Port Royal, going up to 14.6% for All-Star Music. And this is consistent with what I've heard over and over and over again. And if I'm not mistaken, music and sports are the two that tend to get the most, like high school groups.
Yeah.
Movies, not so much. But sports and music tend to get...
I was just about to touch on that, and that I've actually stayed at All-Star... Well, can I spoil what number one is then? Since we've already now addressed that it's sports.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one is sports. All-Star Sports and Music, you can't even get breakfast at these locations when some of the cheerleaders or some of the sport, like the basketball team and football camps are there or whatever at ESPN, because it's so crowded that you can't, there's no, like, it's jam-packed shoulder to shoulder, like worse than the hub during the fireworks. There's no place to move. In fact, when we were there, we just had to go to the gift shop and buy Pop-Tarts and waters because you couldn't get food. Like, you couldn't even try to get food. So I don't know. I haven't tried this. I've stayed at All-Star Sports more recently, actually, than any other Disney resort, and I couldn't even try their food. So I hate it.
I couldn't try the food, so I hate the food.
Yes.
That's impartial. Number one, what is All-Star Sports, 26% of the vote. This is not even close, folks. This was a runaway for All-Star Sports, and not in a good way.
But I think that my point is fair. If I can't even try the food, then the experience is horrible.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up going to... I mean, we stayed in the All-Star Resorts usually, and I always picked All-Star Sports. I mean, we were all boys in my family, so we always picked All-Star Sports. That was always where I wanted to go. And for whatever reason, I think this may also come into play. I don't know if it's still that way, but always when I was a kid, All-Star Sports and Music were the same price, and movies was always like $10 more per night. So we're like, well, why would we do that? So that's why I have not stayed at movies, because it was $10 more for no reason. So, which I guess now I know the reason, because that's like full of cheerleaders and basketball teams and all that kind of stuff at the other ones. But I don't... Is there a difference between sports and music, really? I mean, there's a huge number gap. I just don't know why there's such a significant gap. I mean, it's 12% difference.
It is. And I, you know, just from what I've heard repeatedly, I mean, the food court at All-Star Sports is reviled. I mean, they say it is absolutely terrible. But just stop and look here. You know, it's all three All-Star resorts. Pretty much dominate this this list.
They're up there with a quick service location that's not even really open right now.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, but and it's not because it's these are value resorts. It's because obviously there's something wrong here at the All Stars, because you look at our top list, and our top list, Pop Century, Art of Animation, all made that list, with Art of Animation being the most popular food court.
And it's a value resort,
and that's
too.
Well, it's a value resort, but it's a value resort that gets away with charging $300 a night for a room, because right. so many of them are family suites. They do have a block of rooms that are standard value rooms that you can get, but they're far more available with the family suites. But here you have movies, music, and sports all making the worst list. So it really does say something's wrong.
I will say also, at the All-Star Resorts, the food court is really far from a lot of the back rooms. Like, it's much further than...
Oh, you got to walk.
Yeah, you got to walk a long way to go eat.
If you're not in one of those preferred rooms, which is close to the main building, which you pay extra for, then you're gonna walk a little bit. And especially if it's hot, raining, you know, that matters. Especially like the middle of August, when a lot of families are going to Disney and staying there.
Knowing their market and knowing that they're going to have these sporting groups and cheerleaders, that's fine and great for their business. But they should also then realize maybe there needs to be something done here. Maybe we need to expand this. Maybe we need to add more bays to have different options so that people can be spread out a little bit
more. And while those sporting groups are important to their bottom line, to be sure, it's not the majority of their business. The majority of their business are families on vacation. And those families, you know, at least according to this poll, which, you know, it's not, these aren't scientific polls, but it is one vote per person. And it is a pretty good statistical sample at 1,100 participants. You know, whether it's exactly accurate or not, it definitely is an indicator something wrong there. Something's wrong with the food courts at the All-Star. So there you have it, our top five worst food courts and counter service locations at the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Number five, Disney's Coronado Springs, the Pepper Market. Number four, Disney's All-Star Movies, the world premier food court. Number three, Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, Old Port Royale. And I'm going to put an asterisk after that. It's under construction right now. I have a feeling when it comes back, it might be different. So just keep that in mind. Number two, Disney's All-Star Music Resort Intermission Food Court. And the worst counter service or food court location at the Disney Resorts, Disney's All-Star Sports, the End Zone Food Court, is our worst food court on Disney property. So that will do it for this episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.